And that kind of ties into the next generation of clinical trials looking at adjuvant therapy of HER2-positive tumors. I know the last I heard, you all were thinking about the possibility of looking at bevacizumab. Where are you right now with that concept?
Well, I think we're getting a lot closer to reality. The logistic issues have been significant, as they are with many trials. You know, we're dealing with a subset of patients here. 25% of the population is HER2 positive. So, you know, I think we would be foolish to try and attempt this kind of trial on our own. We would like to really evolve this as a global trial, and we've been working towards that end in partnership with BCIRG so that we can have every opportunity to be successful in addressing the endpoints with the appropriate power to do it.
Any more data coming out of Dennis Lehman's group or anywhere else, you know, looking at that combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab?
The preclinical data, I think, are very interesting. I think the clinical data, you know, have been, you know, limited to a small subset. The numbers are few, but I think, again, the early clinical data are exciting.
So essentially, you're going to be taking the prior arm with the AC paclitaxel, trastuzumab, and adding in bevacizumab. When is the bevacizumab going to be given and for how long?
The bevacizumab is going to be given concomitantly with Herceptin.
So straight thing, right with the paclitaxel, and then continuing out for a year?
Yes.
Of course, the NSABP has really the greatest experience with adjuvant bevacizumab because of the CO8 study. Any particular concerns you have in terms of side effects and toxicity of that combination for a year?
Well, remarkably, there really have not been any unanticipated toxicities with bevacizumab. We've certainly not had to modify the protocol for any unforeseen toxicities. In general, I think the bevacizumab has been very well tolerated in NSABP protocol CO8. Which is going to be closing, by the way, having achieved its sample size of 2,600.
Right. In terms of the next generation of adjuvant trials for HER2-positive patients, what other major strategies are being considered internationally? I know the intergroup was talking about looking at lapatinib. Do you know what's going on with that?
Well, I think the Aphrodite trial, I don't think it's going to be called Aphrodite, so the trial formerly known as Aphrodite, is a very, you know, formidable clinical trial that I think addresses, I think, a very meaningful concept. And, you know, that's the comparison in the adjuvant setting of Herceptin to lapatinib, to the combination of Herceptin and lapatinib, to the sequence of Herceptin followed by lapatinib, or is it lapatinib followed by Herceptin?